proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Darkness and despair eclipsed the land of Judea. The year was 165 BC, and the Syrian ruler Antiochus Epiphanes ruled over the Jewish people, forbidding worship to God. Even the temple in Jerusalem had been desecrated as a pig was sacrificed on the altar. The family of Simon and Judah Maccabee gathered an army and rose against their oppressors. They overthrew Antiochus Epiphanes and took back the temple. Here, one jar of olive oil was sufficient for one day's supply. Tradition states that a miracle took place as the oil burned for a total of 8 days. Night turned to day, and the temple was dedicated, which led to establishing a holiday that is still celebrated today, the festival of Hanukkah. For several centuries, the Jewish people have celebrated Hanukkah by reading Psalm chapter 30, a song of dedication. The heading of this psalm mentions it as a song of dedication to the house of David. Whether this refers to the palace of David or the proposed temple that would be built by Solomon, it's unclear. But in reading this passage, it is difficult to see the connection to either one. Some have proposed that this was added during the exilic years in remembrance of the temple. However, the story of the song is greater than the temple. It is a psalm of thanksgiving and dedication of David, a man after God's own heart. The temple exemplified the nearness of God, but this psalm reveals the nearness of God personally. As David expressed his gratitude for the work of the Lord in his life, he learned a valuable faith lesson, a lesson for each of us today. What a difference a day makes when we depend upon God. David began this psalm expressing his thanks to God, placing him as king over Israel. Toward the beginning of his reign, David perceived that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. The life of David was not easy. He often faced the perils of enemies who sought his life, yet God delivered him. David also faced a crisis of health, and the Lord graciously healed him. Death lurked in the shadows, seeking to take the life of the king of Israel, but God sustained him, allowing him to live a full life reigning over Israel for 40 years. David also discovered a key characteristic of God, that is, his omnipotence. Truly the Almighty God had cared for his servant. With a thankful heart, David could not keep this to himself. He called the nation to join him in praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. He said, "O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." They would call upon the Holy One of Israel and stand in awe of the pure and righteous God, while the ungodly would tremble in fear of such a sight. The believer can humbly rejoice in it. How could David, though, rejoice in the Holy One? Even though he experienced the anger and chastisement of God, he knew that God would ultimately be gracious to him. His night became day. Weeping became joy. God does not replace sorrow with joy. Rather, he transforms sorrow into joy. Truly, what a difference a day makes. David also understood that the reason he experienced chastisement from God was due to his self-assurance. His kingdom was strong and David was successful, but David was but dust. David faced this reality when God confronted him after he numbered the people of Israel. One of the worst things in the Christian life is to become content, to live without God's favor and blessing. David realized this and repented and humbly bowed to the mercy of the Lord. At this moment, he felt God's face turn from him. This troubled him greatly and brought David to his knees. David then turned to the Lord, his only source of hope and joy. He believed only God could change his night to day. So desperately he challenged God to sustain him, saying that a dead man cannot praise the Lord. He surrendered to the mercy of the Lord, asking God to help him. In this, he discovered what a difference a day makes. Now this, I believe, my friends, is a great thought for us as we celebrate the Christmas and Hanukkah season. Now I want to thank you for tuning in today and invite you to join us next time as we're going to look at part two of our look here at Psalm chapter 30, the Psalm of David. By the way, I just want to mention as well that IBJM does have different holiday tracks that are geared for your Jewish friends and invite you to contact us here at IBJM. Go to IBJM.org to get that. In fact, we have one that is on Hanukkah called The Meaning of Hanukkah, which tells the story of this festival and, of course, points to Jesus as the Messiah. And I know that would be a blessing to you and to your Jewish friends. I invite you to have a heart for the Jewish people. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.